Hello?
Hi, is this Steve?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Steve. This is Amanda calling from Yoko Ono's office.
Hi, Amanda. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Okay, good. Listen, I'm going to just go ahead and connect you with Yoko, okay?
Super.
Hold on one second.
Thanks.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Hi, Yoko. Good morning. Thank you so much for calling.
Good morning. What is this Acoustic Levitation magazine? Do you levitate on a daily basis?
I try to.
It's great. What a title of a magazine.
Okay. Thank you. It's my friend Robert Riegel. He's a saxophone player and composer, came up with the name.
Uh-huh.
And we try to cover as much as we can of music and culture and art and politics and wherever they coincide, especially.
Okay. Very important. Music is so important, and especially dance music is so important because we should all be dancing all the time.
I'm trying my best. It's true.
Are you a dancer?
No, but I do move a lot.
Great. You know, we have to move our bodies all the time, you know. And whenever I hear just one or two notes of the dance music, my body starts to move before I think, you know.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Yeah. And so much of your records are danceable. When I was a kid, not to age us, and happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you. Yes. Very soon.
Yeah.
How many days? Ten.
February. Eight. I don't know today's date, but it will be on February 18th. But I always celebrated the whole month before and the whole month after. I hope you do that too.
Well, you know what happened is that I'm going to go in the studio to do my next CD, and they set the date from the 16th. So I'll be on the 18th. I'll just be right in the middle of it, really. Yeah.
Is that going to be another dance record?
Well, let's see what happens. I know that it's going to have a lot of dance music, but I'm thinking rock.
Okay, I like your rock music. I used to dance around my bedroom to Yang Yang and Catman and Clear Glass Window.
Yeah, yeah.
This morning I was dancing to Midsummer
Yang
New York.
Yang Yang is a real sort of, I thought it was a rebellious song in the sense that the music construction, that I just made sure that there was some good sort of dissonant chords and all that, you know.
Yeah, it works really well.
Thank you.
Before you, can I ask you about dance music and your own life? What are either of your own songs, what do you like to dance to? What gets you moving of your own records?
Well, you see, I just like the idea that all dance music, I really love them. And because my body tells me what's good. And it's to do with dance music per se. I just cover it all, you know. And whenever I said it before, but whenever I hear dance music, my body tells me that, you know, well, we have to move, and it's just moving. And I think that's how it is with all of us. There should be more dance music. And, you know, the thing is that dance music was always popular, but it started to become a very strong field, a very strong and powerful field now. And people are dancing a lot.
Yeah. As you were growing up, are there any records you remember that were favorites of yours to dance to?
But you know, the thing is, when I was growing up, there was not a dance music department, per se.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that it started? I don't know. I mean, it hasn't started until...
I guess in the 60s when the first discotheques.
I think, before that, it was just all sort of,
right.
Music that you listened to sitting mm-hmm. down, don't you think?
Well, a bit early, my parents danced to the jazz records and the swing music. And
Well, that's true, yeah. And people used to dance like all night and all day, and they were sort of like standing, sleeping. I remember those photos and films, you know. That was not my day. I mean, it was before my day, but we all know that one, don't we?
Right, yeah. How familiar with you are you with, before you started the Ono Project, of the current generation of people who are doing remixes?
Well, I wasn't that aware of it, and I was just doing rock music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody was saying, we want to remix Walking on Thin Ice. And Walking on Thin Ice is a really good dance music.
Sure.
but I had some personal emotional feelings about Walking on Thin Ice, how we made it and all that. So I said, don't touch it, don't touch it. You're not going to remix it, you know. I was like that. And then finally somebody remixed Open Your Box, because they said, is that all right? You know, we want to remix Open Your Box. And that, I didn't have a real sort of strong personal feeling like what I had with Walking on Thin Ice. I said, okay, do it, you know. And then I was in the middle of a rock rehearsal that I was doing, a rock CD, and somebody came and said, listen to this, it's been done.
Uh-huh.
And I listened to this Open Your Box, and I started crying because it was so beautiful.
Mm.
I said, why did I say no to anything? It's great, you know. And from then on, I just went into it, right into a lot of remixing, dance music, not myself, but asking professional people to remix my music, and it was really great, you know.
Yeah. Did you have any methods of collaborating, or did they have any guidelines?
Well, I was not a control freak at this point with dance music. I really thought that I should sort of release my feelings about it and just, you know, let them do how they want to do. And then when I listened to them, I might have said, well, could you just, you know, I mean, I had some opinions.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, I wanted them to do a kind of free remix. It was great.
Yeah, and you really let go, because there's a wide variety of things. You don't get a sense of control at all from
variety of remixes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought, no, I should not be a control freak now, mm-hmm. you know. And I really sort of like, I was kind of proud that I was like that, you know, and great, you know, just releasing my sort of, tendency to want to control, and it was good.
Yeah, I'm the same way with my poetry. I sometimes work with jazz musicians and improvisers, and and also sometimes if you let someone else read your poems, it gets very, very interesting, and you get to see what's there that you didn't even know.
So magical, because they have the freedom then, you know.
Right. Was Yang Yang the first song that got a remix?
I don't think Yang Yang was the first one. I think it was Open Your Box.
Oh, okay.
And then Walking on Thin Ice Pill. Yang Yang was a little bit late. But if you're talking about Yang Yang and the original mix that was in an LP, that's a long time ago.
Right.
Okay. And that was pretty good at the time.
Mm-hmm. When I listen to some of Peter Rauhofer's mixes of Yang Yang, it brings to mind lots of other music. Like, it starts with breathing and moaning, so it made me think of some classical works by Luciano Berio.
I know. She did a fantastic job. And that's what I mean, you know, when I let loose and let other people do something, and then there's an incredible kind of surprise coming to me, you know, and it's magical, and I really respected what Peter did.
Mm-hmm.
And but of course, Yang Yang was something that I cherished a lot when I did myself in the original remix. And have you heard the original one on the LP? You know.
Yes, I bought each record as they came out.
Dissonant sounds and chords in it, and it was for me. I did some musical stuff that I was very happy with.
Give Peace a Chance already had a remix on the Open Your Box album, and I really liked what was done there. Did anyone give you any flack or grief for trying to mess with a song that's so iconic as Give Peace a Chance?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I suppose that many people thought, what is she doing? You know? And I thought, well, okay, you know, many people thought, what is she doing, so many times, so I don't really care. And so Give Peace a Chance was so important to go out there, especially as a dance song, because, you know, that some kids never listened to Give Peace a Chance, probably because they were into dance and it was not a dance song or something.
Right.
So I thought it's great to invade that music field, you know, with Give Peace a Chance. And then I thought, well, I would like this to be international, Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a second. We can't do it for international. Oh, okay. So I was waiting for this day that it would become international. It's great. And when we said, okay, we're going to remix Give It a Chance, there were immediate response from like China even, you know, the remixers, professional remixers from China called and said, let us do it. And I thought it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And from Scotland, Ireland, I mean, all these, you know, people wanted to remix Gippy's Chance. And I thought, well, it's going to be great. And so if it's great, nobody's going to complain.
How many of them had chances to get to do it? Or was it almost like a competition? Or did you ask specific people?
It was not a competition. Well, we did ask for pretty many people, and then some of them we just chose from it what was really great.
Right. I do like very much the new chant that you've offered in it, where it's time to take action. Action is peace. Think peace. Act peace. Spread peace. Imagine peace.
Oh, you didn't like that? Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I don't know. Somehow, because it is such an important thing for me, and it was for me and John, so that when, you know, my head is sort of open to all these things that come through me, you know, and I say, wow, great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's available only as digital download, is that right?
Yes.
And you said that's for environmental reasons. And is many people feel that a physical CD or LP, I always grow up, I have a wall of LPs, and that its packaging connects us to the artist in a different way from a download does.
Well, you see, I believe in all different forms of media. And I think that, you know, eventually it's important to put it out as exclusive,
physical.
Vinyl, something like that. I'm not considered, but I really think it's important to make a statement that it should be digital. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you know technically if it's going to be made available in an uncompressed WAV format, the full digital one, for those who don't like the lower sound quality of MP3s?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And do you, from your earlier records and from this, are there many unissued mixes that you have lying around that maybe collectors and dance freaks one day will dream of getting their hands on?
It's possible. I just think that a lot of my songs from the past can be for dance. And if it can't be for dance, I don't think it's that good. I think I always felt that the rhythm of dance was very important. And in my life it is, because I'm always promoting that, you know, dance through life instead of marching through life. And that's how I am about life.
Yeah, you probably answered my question, which is, what's the connection between dancing and politics?
Yeah, well, you know, yes, exactly. That's my answer. We should not sort of, raise our fists and kill each other for our politics.
Uh-huh. Do you know, do you have any plans to release your 60s and 70s films on DVD? A lot of us are really wanting to see them.
Like what film? I mean, are you talking about art
like
films?
Like Fly and maybe John's film Erection. And
well, yeah. You know, I mean, give me some time to do it.
Okay.
You know, it's just, I have so much to do now. And especially from about 2002,
mm-hmm.
I decided to go to all these different countries to promote world peace and do the own accord, you know, I love you and all that bit, you know. And I just try to sort of ease people's mind through easing people's mind, I just sort of advertising world peace, that kind of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I've been doing all this time for about, what is it, about 6 or 7 years.
Yeah, and we all appreciate it. And I want to thank you so much for giving me this time, and to wish you a happy birthday. And I hope some other time, or whenever you have free time, not that you will ever have free time, maybe we could talk about...
I know. It's amazing. I was in Japan, and I was so busy that there was this sushi restaurant that was within that hotel, in the hotel that I was staying,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, I mean, all you had to do was just walk over. I didn't have that time to go to the sushi restaurant.
Oh, no.
But anyway, so I hope you keep dancing, and we'll see each other. Maybe, you know, we'll be dancing together in our minds.
Probably the last time I saw you was in Tonic, probably.
And keep levitating then, Steve.
And we'll keep levitating. Thank you so much, Yoko, and okay. Be well and happy birthday.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.